BlogTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything you want. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the Friday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 Eastern. And we have our live Saturday show with the bonus hour from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Woo, bonuses.
So join us for every single moment. And if you can't tune in on your local talk stations, you can always listen live online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming for those of you with broadband and for those of you with dial-up modems. We've got a different size stream for the both for both groups, so everybody's happy at freetalklive.com, and it's all free.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give us a call at 1-888. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And Free State Project isn't a sponsor, and then we got excited about it. Mm-hmm. We were all members, and that's five of us, five hosts on the show, if you count the alternating hosts that we have Mondays,
right,
Wednesdays, and Fridays. We were all members before they became sponsors.
Exactly. That's why they became sponsors, because...
Well, it's exciting that we've been able to help them.
Exactly. And let's, speaking of one of our alternate co-hosts, the Monday night co-host, Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, get a worm. you mentioned the internet thing again, and you said that the internet really wasn't invented by the government, and in a way, you'd be kind of horribly wrong. At its most basic level, the internet was absolutely developed by the government. Absolutely.
Who?
Okay, the two people who invented the internet were, on a basic level, Robert Kahn and Vincent Cerf.
Mm-hmm.
What they are is they're two professors at MIT, and they're the people who wrote for the Department of Defense. They created what was called ARPANET.
Wait a minute. You just said they were working for MIT.
There are professors at MIT who contracted work out to the government. I mean, you can do that as a professor.
Well, but that's not the government doing the work. That's the MIT professors doing the work. So it's one thing for the government to fund something. It's another thing for the government to create something on its own.
Okay, what it was is this was created for the government. They were working for both the government and
MIT. Right. Do you understand, though, what I'm saying? They created it for the government, but it was not because
the government didn't make F-16s either, because they wouldn't frickin' fly if the government put a bunch of bureaucrats in charge of making F-16s.
They'd never get built. They wouldn't be able to finish the job.
You're saying that, for example, anything that's created by a soldier while they're working for the military isn't created by the government? Come on.
I'd say a soldier is a government employee. I think there's a difference between an employee and a contractor. One gets a 1099 and one gets a W-2.
During the time that they were creating this, they weren't doing this work as like they were government employees. They were joint. You can work two jobs.
But you can. But would you say they were getting a 1099 or a W-2?
I have no idea. I would probably say that they were probably getting a W-2.
I doubt it. I mean, it's
when you contract out work, you don't give people W-2s.
But now let me.
We're hashing out details here anyway, Johnson. It really doesn't matter, because to deny that the internet would have come about if the government wasn't around.
Exactly.
Is just crazy.
No, that's part of my point. I want to keep going here. Basically, they invented TCP/IP. All right, they invented the internet at its most basic level. They invented the communication. However, later on, that's in the early 70s. Later on, you had Usenet and UUCP invented over at Duke University by a guy named Tom Truscott, Jim Ellis, and Steve Belovin, I guess, to do credit. And that's the old foundations of what is now known as email.
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't even have, until 1984, you didn't even have domain names. Domain names finally came about in 1984, 10 years later. And then I guess this is the guy who I would really consider invented the internet. A graduate of Oxford University in England, Tim Berners-Lee, he is now, I guess, the founder's chair for 3Com, and he also writes for programs for computer science and artificial
intelligence. Good for him.
Lab at MIT. Well, he's the guy who invented HTTP, the hypertext protocol, which is the World Wide Web.
Right.
Which is, I think, what most people actually consider the Internet. He invented that while he was in, actually, a particle physics laboratory in Europe.
So then you agree with us, Johnson, that if it were not for, if the government were not around, the Internet probably would have come about anyway. Right?
Absolutely.
Because government sure as hell didn't invent computers.
Right. And but I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's, you know, on one level, the government did kind of invent it, very basic, but at the same time.
Well, they're so invasive in our society, how can they not be involved in some level or another in everything?
Right.
I just think what's important to be said is that, yes, the government invented the Internet, but what they did
it didn't.
Nothing. Nothing. Well, they did
absolutely fine. Yes, the government did nothing with it.
It became private, and something actually happened.
But to be more honest, two guys that the government contracted invented the low-level Internet.
Right, but it was the government's idea to actually contract those guys to invent it in the first place.
Hmm. All right,
so
Johnson.
It was still the government's idea, but they didn't do anything with it. That's the important part, is that they came up with an idea and they squandered it entirely.
Well, because they have no incentive. They had no incentive to do anything with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Johnson, thanks for the call, man.
Until money gets involved and people's greed and personal self-interest, that good things can come about from something.
Very good. Excellent. Thanks for the call, Johnson. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tracy in South Dakota. Tracy, you're on Free Talk Live. You can literally bring up anything. What's up?
Hey, I guess I wanted to mention a little something about the immigration thing since you guys are talking about it.
Sure. Thanks.
I used to kind of agree with Hans Hermann Hoppe that,
me too. I like that guy.
You know, government, one of the legitimate functions of limited government, if you believe in its legitimacy at all, is some sort of immigration policy. In monarchic times, kings actually had an incentive to increase the wealth within the country, and the policy was that, typically, was that they would want people to come into the country that would make a living for themselves and would increase the wealth, you know, of the country.
Sensible.
But people that didn't want to do that, like deviants or people who wouldn't do that, were disallowed.
Well, if you're going to come in and commit crimes, you're likely going to get caught eventually anyway.
Definitely. But the difference is in this mass democracy time that we live in now, politicians, all they care about is vote buying.
Right.
And so typically the type of people that they want to attract into the country now
are not that
parasites.
That's a bad thing, this vote buying thing. That's what our system has. It sets up.
But you know what I'm saying.
I get it.
It attracts a lot of parasites into the country. Meanwhile,
because the parasites will vote to have more blood to feed on.
Exactly.
Right.
But meanwhile, people that are abstain individuals can't get into the country still. You know, I know a person from England who lost his work visa because of government incompetence, and he's been for like the past year trying to get it back.
All the people who are just clawing and clamoring to get into this country through legitimate means are hamstrung by the system.
Hoppe believes that immigration policy should be at the local level. You know, that's how Switzerland does it. And constitutionally, that would be right, too, because nowhere in the Constitution does that exist.
Nowhere.
It used to be a state thing. Individual states would each have their own policies prior to the Civil War. The anti-immigration people do have a couple points. You know, obviously the welfare thing, we already touched on that.
Well, and then we destroyed it by saying, let's get rid of welfare. So there's that.
Yeah, exactly. But there's also the affirmative action thing, I think.
Well, what about it?
Well, you know, because of affirmative action, employers aren't allowed to, you know, choose who they want to hire as much as they used to be able to.
Well, that's why we need to end affirmative action.
Exactly.
Right. And employers that want to be jerks, and let the ones that don't. They'll all suffer in the end, the ones that deserve to. Tracy, great call, man. Thanks as usual. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Yeah, if you want to be a white separatist and only hire white men for your business, go ahead. You're going to suffer because the guy down the street's going to hire anybody and take anybody as clients, and he's going to make all the money. So it's in your best economic interest to get over your racist tendencies. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the number. You can get on it and talk about anything, whether it be political issue or something of a personal nature. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We got thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Over 11,000, as a matter of fact. And hundreds of members interacting there on a daily basis. It's all free. It's all there at freetalklive.com. We've taken calls about anything, as we always do. Emails are stacked up. We want to get through some of these things. So let's get to another one. Now, this is another one from John. He says, Ian, I heard about you guys from a Russian techie guy I know. And you can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. This Russian techie guy is excited about podcasting and the near future of on-demand video products also. I'm currently working away at home on a cartoon idea that I want to pitch to some cable TV networks. And plan B is taking it straight to the people via the net and sustaining myself with web design work. There really are some great cartoons on the net.
Yeah.
Whether or not they make money, I don't know.
Homestar?
Homestar Runner. I haven't been to the site in a while, but
I probably should back because I'm sure they got a bunch of new content. It's some really creative stuff, and they deserve to make money. They really do. I just wonder if they actually do. Anyway, he says, I really admire that about you guys, your do-it-yourself attitude. And my friends knew I would like you guys because you're libertarians. Here's a story you guys will like. I grew up in, oh yeah, and Jackie's, my fiance says, rats on cocaine. That's another good one. the website, another internet cartoon. That's a laugh out loud one right
there.
Yeah. It's pretty sick in some instances, but some of it's very funny.
Sick can be funny.
Right.
Simpsons proved it.
Oh, yeah. This is way sicker. Anyway, he says, here's a story you guys will like. I grew up in Atlanta.
No more you guys. That's it. No more you guys. Just edit that out, would you?
Here's a story you will like?
That's fine.
Okay. We are guys.
Yes, I just don't like it.
Okay. I grew up in Atlanta, and when I was in high school, I took a field trip to WSB Studios downtown for a journalism class that I was taking. We walked by Neil Bortz's studio.
Big 50,000 water in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. That's a flamethrower. Anyway, he says, we walked by Neil Bortz's studios, the big glass panes in the hallway, and I'm one of the last to walk by. Neil on the air was saying, quote, looks like we have a group of high school kids touring the building. This one looks more like he just got out of rehab. End quote. My only defense through his transparent fortress was the finger, which was subsequently deployed. Neil obviously has no appreciation for the Cobain grandpa's old plowing shirt grunge movement of the mid-90s, but he's a jackass. He went along with Iraq and showered dissenters with venom. He's a fraud, but he has a heavy following in Atlanta, and trust me, it's all Bush country.
He does a great job on his show. I mean, I have no problem with that.
I've listened to his show in the past, and I found it a decent talk show. Absolutely. It's all Bush country. He wasn't about to cross their messaging stream from Murdoch Limbaugh Incorporated. Keep up the good work. Don't compromise your values. I don't think we compromise our values on this show. And stay humble. I like how you guys keep an open mind when issues have gray areas, and remember that's something that we definitely do on this show. If you call up and ask a question that I have no idea the answer to, I'll tell you. I got no idea what you're talking about. Now,
the other talk shows don't have to worry about that because they wouldn't take the call.
That's right. But I find that interesting because it makes me ask myself, well, maybe I should learn about this. Maybe I should figure out what this is all about, whatever the issue is. Anyway, he says, the highways and the internet, two good things the government had a hand in. Two for infinity isn't such a bad record, is it? Well, again, the highways? What? States wouldn't have been able to figure that one out? We really needed to have the federal government get involved in that one? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's just a big port program.
I think it was, to some extent or another, facilitated, though. I mean, to some extent.
No, what it is...
I love the interstate system so much. I just think it's such a great thing.
No, you don't.
I do love
you being. Are you being serious?
I think it's great.
Have you ever driven down to the points where they go to two lanes?
Well, yes. I think the idea of it's great. It certainly could be bigger.
Yeah, it could be implemented better, and if it was privately run, and you damn well bet it would be implemented better. Hell, if it was just
privately run roads again.
No. Even if it was just done state to state, it would probably be done better. Because people within a given state have an interest in getting to the other states to get their products to those other states. So the idea that there needed to be a federal bureaucracy created for the express purpose of connecting the states together via the interstate system is totally asinine. And as a result, today we have this huge, big Department of Transportation bureaucracy, which does the same thing that everything else in Washington does. They tax the people. They take that tax money, take a chunk out for themselves, for the bureaucracy.
Majority chunk.
Right, so you take in $100,000, keep $50,000 for yourself, and then you dole back that remaining $50,000 to the states who paid in the $100,000 in the first place, and you dole it back based on political preference, you dole it back based on who votes for who greased whoever's palms. It is disgusting the way it works. The idea that it couldn't be done without it, please.
Difficult to argue that.
1-800-259-9231, and we already went over the internet thing. So, John, thanks for the email. 1-800-259-9231. I just want to just nail some of these emails here, man, which there's some good ones here.
Let's go through them.
This one, because we got to catch up, because otherwise we'll get way behind. But Brandon emails.
I haven't heard from him in a little while.
Poor Andy Rooney, the real story behind the corporations running out small businesses.
Is it was a lovely... Poor or whore?
Poor.
Okay.
It was a lovely April morning when I sat down to read Saturday's Bluffton News banner. I turned to page 4, Opinion, and lo and behold, it was another anti-capitalist editorial by Andy Rooney, entitled Free Enterprise is Expensive. Well, maybe not anti-capitalist, but one could easily tell that Mr. Rooney was just dying to say, we need more socialism, without actually using the dirty S-word. Andy begins by dubbing the free market as heartless, probably the number one misconception held by moderates and the number one axiom used by leftists. He cites an example of a big business running a little grocery store out of operation and then blames the free enterprise system for the evils that were in reality created by big government. What Mr. Rooney doesn't seem to understand is that we don't live in a free market, and therefore capitalism cannot be blamed for the ongoing Walmart versus small business war. And that's a really, really coherent point. This is not a free country. Industries in America, heavily regulated, not free. So therefore, any sort of example of a business being mean or heartless or putting somebody else out of business in a mean way by getting in and elbowing in on their territory doesn't apply. You can't apply those instances to the free market. Sure, businesses are going to go out of business in a free market. That's how it's supposed to work. You don't have a guarantee of staying in business once you open one up.
No, there's no guarantees in life, that's for sure.
In a free market, the only way your business stays in business is to make people happy, which means you can't be heartless. You have to have heart in the free market, because if you don't, you're probably not going to get customers. If you're a down, dirty, thieving corporate CEO who's just out to cut costs and give people the shoddiest product he can possibly put on the market and make as much of a markup on it as possible, eventually, you might sell a few widgets like that, but eventually people are going to get the word, whether it be from shows like this or Consumer Reports or their friends and family member, well, don't buy that widget. Don't buy that company's widgets. They're terrible. The company, on top of that, the company hates doggies. You know, they test their widgets on dogs or whatever. You could easily have a campaign against a company and ruin what they currently have and force them to become to have heart. Because if they don't figure that out, they're going out of business.
There's a campaign on against Walmart. It seems like now that they're so big and provide so many services to people, mm-hmm. people don't like the bigness. And it doesn't have to be a good reason why people don't buy your products. It just has to be a reason.
Well, the neat part about the free market is for any campaign against a company, you can also counter-campaign. For a protest, you can counter-protest. So for all those people that don't like Walmart, there could be very easily a group that says, save Walmart. You know, Walmart is great. If we would just let it all happen without the government getting involved, we'd really find out what the American people wanted, because they would spend their money at the businesses that they preferred. And the businesses that get the money stay in business. Those that don't deserve what they get. This is your show, Free Talk Live. More about Andy Rooney and his socialist ways coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Take control via the phone, 800-259-9231.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening team. You can get a no-hassle, one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the compost twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. You control the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there, last 6 days of the show, fully archived, described right there on the front page of the website, available free. There's no sort of membership. There's no limited time. Well, it's limited in that we only have the last 6 days, but it's free. So if you miss a moment, there's no excuse. You can always go download it.
Download them and give them to your friends.
FreeTalkLive.com. Exactly. And vote for us. We've got a vote for FTL link right there next to the archives, right there also next to the What's News section. And cast your vote. We're currently just outside of the top 10. Just outside. I mean, literally.
That top 10 is so fluid.
It is. Right now, it's a vicious competition. Right now, if five of you who are listening go to FreeTalkLive.com and vote, we'll be in the top 10. That's how close it is.
Wow, that is close.
Yeah. So anyway. 1-800-259-9231. We're catching up on some emails tonight. We got some really good ones that came in, and I don't want them to build up too much more, so let's get back to this one.
Free Talk Live hate mail!
We don't get enough hate mail. We really don't. Everybody that emails the show with a critique is usually just doing that, just a critique. They still love the show, even if they might not agree with us on everything.
And they don't have to agree.
Thank goodness they don't agree with us on everything, because we wouldn't have much of a show then.
Boring show then.
Right. Brandon's talking about an essay that he wrote, or an op-ed, or not he wrote, but he read by Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes fame.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Rooney's essay says, "Free enterprise is expensive," and he called the free market heartless. Well, Brandon says what Mr. Rooney doesn't seem to understand is that we don't live in a free market, and therefore capitalism cannot be blamed for the ongoing Walmart versus small business war. America's economy is poisoned. I love that word. That's a great word. Poisoned with high taxes, regulations, zoning laws, permits, special licensing, special privileges, corporate welfare, and numerous other barriers to entrepreneurship and or small business growth.
The corporate welfare is just amazing, too. The government really does pick the winners out there.
Well, speaking of corporate welfare, politicians dole out billions upon billions of your money to their big business comrades. In recent years, your elected officials gave $300,000 to Campbell's Soup, $1.4 billion to IBM. What the hell does IBM do anymore?
They just build really big computers?
I don't know. $4.9 million went to Ernest and Julio Gallo Winery. Well, these companies don't make enough money as is.
Apparently not.
$671 million went to General Electric, and $3 million went to the California Raisin Board, among others. Sure, they say it's supposed to create jobs, but I have a sneaky suspicion that when it's time for re-election, much of that tax money finds its way back into the hands of the politicians in the form of a campaign contribution. Do those politicians then give special polluting and oil drilling privileges to those companies? You betcha. Believe it or not, when the government takes money from small businesses and hands it to giant corporations, it makes it awfully difficult for the little startup company to compete with a multinationalist giant such as Walmart. Yeah, how are you, if you want to get into the wine business, how are you supposed to compete when the guys down the street just got $5 million from the government?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
You couldn't possibly.
Corporate welfare is so wrong.
Of course, my favorite example of the conglomeration between our government and corporate interests is the glorious, supposedly constitutional authority of eminent domain. You know, the power the government apparently has to set a price and muscle small businesses off their own property. Oh, but that's for the public good, right? Not always. More often than not, eminent domain...
It's for public use.
More often than not, eminent domain is used to transfer private property from a small business owner, or in many cases, private residence owners,
mm-hmm.
to big business owners who will create greater tax revenue. The politicians, as stated before, then will take that newly discovered tax revenue and hand it to the corporations for whom they stole the land. Portions of the money is then given back to the politicians via political action committees to help them win re-election, and the entire special favor cycle repeats itself. The only way to stop this unprecedented annihilation of small business is to shrink the government. And it's apparent to me that the only way to shrink the government is to vote libertarian. Can't agree more, Brandon.
The kid's brilliant.
Is the American economy a free market? Nope. Is the American economy socialist? Not yet, but it is dang close.
That's right. If it isn't a socialist, it lives in the same zip code.
Yeah. Government control of labor, government control of factories and agriculture, government control of transportation and communication. I cannot think of one infinitesimal facet of our lives the government doesn't feel duty-bound to intrude upon. From the television that I watch, to the keyboard that I'm typing on, which has an FCC stamp of approval on the reverse side. Andy Rooney concludes his editorial by saying, quote, I don't know where free enterprise takes us from here, end quote. Yet with all of the aforementioned examples of socialist practices in our country, all I have to say is, what free enterprise is he talking about?
You gotta wonder.
That, by the way, was written by, I think, Brandon, who is 18 years old.
He's a teenager, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I mean, that article right there, that deserves to be published. That's great writing.
Put that on our website.
Great points. Brandon, as always, thanks for the email. A great one. You can dial in and take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Here's one from Chris. Hey, guys, just listening to the show right now. Good as always, of course. Except the whole handshaking thing. That was, well, boring. Well,
really?
To each his own, Chris. I thought that was a great topic.
I thought it was a great topic, too.
And, again, you can't make everybody happy all the time.
Nope.
And he says, anyway, you mentioned the U.S. in war right now, and that sparked my memory. See, Chris is one of those political junkies.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah,
lots
so if you're, not, if you're not talking about politics, then Chris isn't that interested. And on this show, if you don't like what we're talking about, there's the number, 1-800-259-9231. You interrupt. Take control. Anyway, Chris says, you sparked my memory. I remember a short while ago, you and Mamwich were basically arguing whether Bush is as bad as Hitler. Don't get me wrong, I am by no means a Bush supporter. He's an outright hypocrite. He claims to be a Christian, yet in complete support of one world government and tyrannical control. But the thing is that, yes, Bush is responsible for heading a war that did kill a lot of innocents. But the main difference is that he didn't intend on killing the many thousands, unlike Hitler. Oh, really? Bush just kind of thought he could waltz on into Iraq and, what, show off his bombs and his arsenal and everybody just kind of just bow down and say, okay, we'll let you in. Well, what, he didn't think any innocents were going to die in this whole thing? I see what he's saying, though. He didn't send them to ovens. Okay, fine. He didn't have that chance yet. Because how long was Hitler in power before he actually started doing the horrific things?
Mid-30s to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when he started doing the horrific things. Couldn't tell you that, but
A
few years.
He was in office and
isn't going to do anything like that. He's not going to take the American Indians and send them off to gas chambers.
Well, they locked the Japanese up in internment camps during World War II.
That wasn't Bush, sorry.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's absolutely possible that he could do something like that. Anyway, and we've had people call this show.
Certainly, Arabs have been to some extent vilified, but I don't see
only
that.
Only time
happening.
Will tell, man. Which anyway, he hasn't been in quite as long as Hitler has, so give him time. Just think, if Bush actually went on a campaign to wipe out anyone that didn't agree with him, you can bet you wouldn't be reading this email right now. Okay, fair enough. We still have some First Amendment protections here in the United States. Thank goodness. Thank goodness there's that Constitution thing, because if you look at what old Bush is doing with his military in Iraq, that'll give you a little bit of a hint as to what he'd like to do here. Because the Constitution apparently doesn't apply in Iraq, and so therefore they just go ahead and kick down people's doors in the middle of the night, barbed wire around cities, ID cards. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's your show if you want it to be. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And men, which
join us here every night of the week, almost, except for Sunday. Six nights, live, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern, Saturdays from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who have sent us their photograph to be included in the Shrine. And we put them up on the web because we have women listeners on Free Talk Live. Not only do we have women listeners, but they're so dedicated to this show, they've sent their photograph in.
Or we begged them enough.
Still, we cajoled them enough to, in order that they did it.
Cajoling counts, huh?
Yes.
As long as we get the picture, whatever
yes.
It takes.
That's what counts. And on top of that, we have three distinct categories on the Shrine. Number one, there's the validated Shriner section. Those are the women that are holding up signs in their photo that prove that they listen to Free Talk Live. Then there's the regular Shriner section. And most of the women in the regular Shriner section are in there because they were old school listeners. They've been with us before we had the validated section, which is a newer section.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, there's the Hall of Shame. That's if we out one of them as a fake. If we discover that one of them was just a picture somebody pulled off the web from somewhere.
Those are great.
Yeah. There's only four of them, but they're there, them, so you can see how we've been fooled in the past. But again, there's dozens of women there. FreeTalkLive.com, so be sure you check that out. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We've taken a bunch of calls tonight, talked about immigration, talked about all kinds of stuff. And we've been catching up on emails. Now, it should be noted that you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, but Free Talk Live is primarily about your phone calls. So if you call in, we're going to actually interrupt the email and go to your call. And just because you email the show doesn't mean you're going to get your email read, so don't expect that.
No guarantees.
I'll read your email, but I won't necessarily put it on the air. Okay, so we're reading on air some of the specific ones that are worth reading on the air. So let's go back to the question, is Bush as evil as Hitler? That's what one of our emailers is asking. And he says, just think, if Bush went on a campaign to wipe out anyone that didn't agree with him, you can bet that you wouldn't be reading this email right now. Okay, Bush is not Hitler. I don't think we've said that Bush is Hitler. Although there are some very eerie similarities between what George Bush is doing.
I hope,
and
I don't want to say we on this, just to make that clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, when they come and kick down this door to this studio, I want them to shoot you. Because I haven't said that.
Fair enough. I think that there...
I don't believe it. I believe that he's misguided and has good intentions, but like so many other people, he believes that he can control the system.
I think Hitler thought his intentions were good. He wanted to cleanse his country, right?
You and I are done with this conversation.
Anyway, finally he says, also you mentioned whether the U.S. took part in any war that was actually constitutional. I'm by no means... Now, you and I pretty much did agree on this one, man, which
yes,
is that our military hasn't really been involved in a constitutional war. Anyway, he says, I'm by no means a war or even history buff, but what about World War II?
Everybody loves World War II.
And the fall of Hitler. Yeah, that is the favorite war for people to bring up.
It certainly is. Now, first, I'd like to preface anything I've got to say about World War II with the fact that World War II would not have occurred without World War I.
World War One. That's correct. Probably wouldn't have occurred if we'd stayed out of World War One, because World War One happened and we didn't have anything to do with it happening.
Right.
But we got involved, tipped the scales basically, and you could argue that it was because we tipped the scales so heavily that I think was it the Chancellor that was run out of Germany after World War One.
It was called the Kaiser.
Okay. Was run out, basically leaving a void to be filled, if you will. And then eventually, of course, Hitler came about, the burning of the Reichstag. And so it could very well be argued that if it were not for the U.S. getting involved in World War One, which we did unconstitutionally, World War Two never would have happened. But even if World War Two had happened, let's pretend like we had no part.
And let's say that World War Two is horrible, some of the things that occurred.
Yeah, people dying all over the place in Europe.
Horrible.
The reason, allegedly, we got involved is because we were allegedly attacked, right? They attacked us. The Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. And there was all kinds of indignation in the press, and as there should have been, that's the way it was made to look. Of course, 50 years later, we discover the truth. And that is that...
It was just another weapons of mass destruction ruse.
That is that the truth was that we sunk one of their submarines. We sunk a Japanese submarine before they attacked Pearl Harbor. So they were actually retaliating against us for an act of force that we committed against them. And, of course, the reason that it wasn't even an issue there is because we were blockading Japan, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't. You know, it's not nice to blockade a country to prevent goods from coming in or out. Not nice. So we were kind of already meddling in the conflict anyway. Roosevelt actually, he was the president at the time, I believe.
Right.
Roosevelt. He was looking for an excuse to get into war.
He was spoiling.
They actually knew that the attack was coming.
Yeah, oh, they knew the attack
was
coming.
They had cracked the code.
And didn't move the ships out of the harbor. They
moved them closer together.
Yep. So it would be more effective. There would be more damage. And they would have more to complain about in the papers.
Yeah, and it would be more outrageous to the American people, who would believe it hook, line, and sinker. Because we do it every time. Whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, the Pearl Harbor in World War II, the World Trade Center in 2001, we fall for the ruse every single time. And as a result, more of our innocent boys and girls are sent off to some foreign country to die in the dirt. And it's wrong. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show if you'd like. Otherwise, we might have time to sneak in one call or one email coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can interact with us about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Breaking the rules of talk radio on a nightly basis.
Like rules of good taste, like more like it. Go ahead.
We're actually doing a little cleaning house tonight. We're catching up on the email box here. It's not that we normally deluge the show with emails, but we've been deluged with emails recently, and a lot of them have been quite good. So I think
it's a fresh, clean feeling to do all the emails.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I simplify things, when I clean things up. Anyway, we need to clean this damn studio, man. Which 1-800-259-9231. You're in here too. I think Jackie suggested we do a dual cleaning operation. You need to come in here on like a Sunday and we'll clean
up. Look, man, I come to this studio six nights a week.
Okay. The search for a new co-host is on Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And here's a short one from Thomas. He says, the difference between libertarianism and anarchism is the rights of the individual. Libertarianism means people have rights. The right to life, liberty, property, speech, press, keep and bear arms, due process, travel, etc. And the limited role of the government is to protect those rights. Well, he's right in the latter portion of that statement. If we're to have a government, its only role really should be to protect the rights that we have, that are enshrined by the Constitution. It should be noted that our Bill of Rights does not give us those rights that it enumerates. It just simply
points them out.
It points them out that we have them, and it points out that they deserve to be protected. It enshrines them in the official documents, the founding documents of this country.
Right.
Because everybody has those rights. By being born as a person, you have those rights. Now, whether or not your government wants to interfere with those rights is another question. And our government certainly doesn't have a problem with interfering with its own documents.
Go on with the email. I like where this guy's heading.
So
sounds like I agree with him.
So America Today, by the way, America Today is way, way more. However, anarchism means that people have no rights. Again, I disagree. Everybody has rights.
I think they have the rights, but it's just that... Go ahead.
If you are murdered, raped, robbed, assaulted, deceived, etc., it is up to you to correct the problem. There is no government to protect you. Well, Thomas...
Sounds right to me.
It's nice. It sounds nice. But really, is the government protecting you from being murdered, raped, robbed, assaulted, deceived, etc.?
It punishes the people that do it.
Is it protecting you from being murdered, raped, robbed, assaulted, deceived?
Thank goodness, no. I don't want its protection.
Well,
I'm from the government.
You can't count on
help.
It. Yeah, you can't count on them for anything. Go ahead, try calling the cops sometime. See how long they take to show up. If you are confronted with a murderer, are you going to spend time dialing buttons on telephone, or are you going to spend time pulling a gun from underneath your shirt and taking that person out? If you want to be protected, it's on you to do it, regardless of whatever government it is that you're living underneath. The government is just a cleanup crew, as far as...
I think that punishment for crimes is definitely a deterrent.
Well, punishment for crimes sounds nice and everything like that, but should we bring up statistics, Manwich? Most murders don't go go unsolved. I think it's something like 85% of murders go unsolved. They don't talk about that, of course. I mean, the murders that go unsolved just get... swept under the rug, news media doesn't talk about it anymore, and the case files just sits in a file folder somewhere. Sorry, justice just really isn't out there for a lot of people. So, and also, if I had to choose, I would very easily hire a private investigator over any police detective. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We're back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, join the fun at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, again, we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 Eastern.
If you're tired of...